Hello, wrestling buddies. It's time for the old wrestling podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube to get notified when new episodes go live. And subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Tell a friend, rate, review, leave a comment, and I will be very appreciative because I already appreciate you. But you know that if you listen to this show and you make it all the way to the end, because I say it every time. It's been a lot. There's been a lot of wrestling since the last episode, like a lot. Like Bad Blood happened, a lot of stuff happened there. The Rock showed up. He had his makeshift championship belt with him. They announced the gaudiest belt of all time for Crown Jewel. Kevin Owens finally turned heel and beat up Cody Rhodes in a viral moment, quote unquote viral moment. Raw went to 2 hours. Sami Zayn lost his championship match with Gunther. Whew, what else happened? Xavier Woods continues his slow burn to a heel turn after his loss against Jey Uso. What else happened? The Pure Fusion Collective took another beating. They just keep, for all their big talk, they just keep getting their asses handed to them. What else? Big things. I said a lot of wrestling happened, but I didn't name a ton. Damian Priest won? I can't remember. I blocked that match out of my mind. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk had a barn burner. They tore the house down in that Hell in a Cell match. What a fantastic match. There were many spots in that match where I exclaimed out loud, "Oh my God!" Like the Claymore kick that Drew missed and slammed his back into the steps. That just looked the worst. It was a great like wrestling spot, but holy hell, I felt for him. I know as someone who wakes up with back pain, that's not going away anytime. That's gonna stay with him for a while. They had some crazy spots. A suplex from the apron onto some tables in between the cell. Everyone got all cut up. Drew got all bunch of staples. It was wild. It was a great match. And it opened the show. I always think of that interview that, or multiple interviews that Chris Jericho had about his Kevin Owens match at WrestleMania, the best friends match, where he decided to leave WWE. He said, "I'd rather end the show or open the show, but I don't want to be, you know, second to last on the card. I don't want to be the second match, and I don't want to be in the middle." You know, he's like, because if you're the second to last match, people are kind of overlooking you and waiting for the main event. And if you're the second match on the card, it almost feels disrespectful to the story. But if you open the show, you grab everybody's attention and you have all their energy. So if you put on a really great match, you get a good chunk of everyone's energy. And if you get the main event, same thing. People are ready to, you know, get worked up for the end of the show. So having the cage match, the Hell in a Cell match, open the show was a bold choice, because I think it set the tone for Bad Blood in a good way, in a really good way. I don't think people lost energy, or at least too much energy from that match, but man, it was great. And then it bookended with the tag match between Solo and the werewolf, Jacob Fatu, and versus Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, which was fine, in my opinion. I don't know. It was good, I guess. They did their thing. I'm still a little confused. Not confused. I'm a little underwhelmed by the story they're trying to tell between Roman, Cody, and the Bloodline. I don't understand Kevin Owens' heel turn. I mean, I get in theory, they fought the Bloodline together for so long and now he's teaming up with him. But my logical brain is like, well, he was asked to do it. Like, it was his job. Like, his boss put the contract together and told him to wrestle with him. And obviously, he could say no, I guess. But can he? Like, can Cody say, no, I'm not going to wrestle that match? I mean, it's his job to wrestle it, no? I don't know. I don't know the logistics of contract signings, especially when it's bloodline related. But Kevin Owens turning on him for that seems Kevin Owen-ish? I don't know. Whatever. I'm not looking forward to a Kevin Owens turn against Cody. I get that they've been teasing it for so long. I don't care. I like Kevin Owens as a face. I mean, I like him as a heel too, but him going up again, I don't know. I guess it adds layers to the thing. Whatever. Roman returning was great. He got a way better reaction than Cody did. And at the end of the day, Jey Uso returned. I forgot that part too. Jimmy Uso returned. And they're twins, by the way. And so now there's elements in place for a Survivor Series War Games. So I guess everything's, you know, coming up roses. And they talked about Crown Jewel having a champion versus champion match where the winner of that match will be crowned the 2024 Crown Jewel champion. Look, no one cares. Even WWE doesn't care. If you notice, all the trophies and belts that come out of Crown Jewel never show up on WWE Superstar page. There's no, you know, section for the greatest wrestler in the world trophy. There's no greatest Royal Rumble belt in the pantheon of WWE belts. There's no mention. It's like a very isolated thing. And having this giant, weird, gaudy diamond encrusted, have air quotes on that. I don't know if they're real. I'm sure they're real. This diamond encrusted, just ugliest belt you've ever seen, handed over to some champion is fine. Does it leave Saudi Arabia? Or does it sit there in the prince's, you know, jeweled case until they come back for Crown Jewel? I don't know. But I won't be watching. Because I don't know. It feels, especially when Raw, I watched Raw last night, and the show felt good because Raw is now 2 hours. So for an old person like me, that was, you know, my attention span didn't drift too hard. But everything felt kind of like in stasis while they worked their way towards Crown Jewel. So they got Sammy out of the title picture so Gunther can face Cody Rhodes at Crown Jewel. CM Punk announced he's taking some time off to kind of pass by Crown Jewel. Judgment Day didn't really show up. We didn't get any resolution on, or not resolution, a continuation of Finn and Damian. Drew didn't show up because he's all messed up. I'm sure his back hurts. And everything else just felt fine, you know, but no real momentum moving towards anything like Survivor Series. And I think Crown Jewel being between Survivor Series really hampers the build to that, because now we have to wait and do this other pay-per-view before the next big one. So I don't know. Not a huge fan of that title. Not a big fan of those shows in general. But, you know, whatever. And outside of that, it made me start thinking of all the belts that just kind of exist. Like The Rock's People's Championship belt that he came out with in Bad Blood, which again, does not show up on WWE.com. It's just his. It's just his belt, his title, that he just walks around with that he'll never defend. Also, what was The Rock doing? I hate that. When people just walk out and stare and then walk away, say something. Say anything. This is entertainment. Just staring at people these days, just not going to cut it, Rock. I need you to cut a promo, a better promo than you've been cutting recently. Especially, he cut a promo on a truck, a picture on a truck. That was goofy. Anyway, how did you like this past week of wrestling? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. What is it, everybody? I appreciate you. That's right. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.